Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to our podcast. And for those of you interested in learning French overseas, I recommend Nacelle, which has been organizing language study holidays in over 20 countries for more than 60 years. You can get more information on their website, www.nacelle.fr, and that is NACEL.FR. So, the podcast that I have for you now, this is the podcast extra, where we give you some extra bit of English tuition. Hopefully that will help you to understand English even more. And we're going to focus on conversational aspects where we explain different words and conversations that people might have. So in this particular episode, we're going to focus on the coronavirus because it's very popular. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read a particular article that was in the Guardian newspaper, the UK paper, and then it's got a particular reference to financial aspects, because not only is the virus a threat to world health, it's also a threat to world financial markets, and I'm going to explain the terms that they use in the particular article. Okay, so first of all, we're going to quickly look at the two words epidemic and pandemic, because they're used quite a lot when you look at your internet or TV or radio. They use these words quite a lot. In fact, they really mean the same. They are synonyms for each other, epidemic and pandemic. Epidemic is about something that spreads quite quickly, like this particular virus, and pandemic is something that covers a wide territory or wide distance. And when we use the word pan, we use it quite frequently to talk about pan-European approach, meaning a total European approach. So pan means much wider, and panoramic view is a wide view of a particular area that you might be looking at on your holidays. So epidemic and pandemic, connected to the virus, and largely have the same meaning. Okay, let me give you the reading, and there are certain words that I'll focus and emphasize when I'm reading it, and then I'll come back and explain them to you. Okay, here we go. An escalation in the coronavirus outbreak could cut global economic growth in half and plunge several countries into recession this year, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has warned, sounding the alarm as the disease spreads around the world and rattles investors. The OECD said global GDP growth could plummet this year to as little as 1.5%, almost half the 2.9% rate it forecast before the outbreak took hold. The downturn could be the gravest threat to the global economy since the financial crisis more than a decade ago, it warned. Against a backdrop of already weak GDP growth, the economies of Japan and the Eurozone could slide into recession this year, it added, while warning that failure in the UK's post-Brexit trade talks with the EU also represented a significant downside risk. The Guardian. Okay, so that's the article from The Guardian. So what does it all mean? Well, as I said, these epidemic or pandemic is obviously a very serious concern for the World Health Organization, WHO, because of the impact on people's health and, of course, the unfortunate number of people who have become ill and those that have unfortunately died. But also it has a potential for a dramatic effect, and we've already seen some of that on world financial markets. So what do these expressions mean? Well, the first expression I emphasized there was plunge. So we had this outbreak could cut global economic growth in half and plunge several countries into recession. Plunge is something that goes down very steeply. If you go to the sauna, when you come out, you're very hot, you jump into a pool, you plunge into the pool of cold water to cool down. So to plunge means to go steeply down. Okay, so when markets fall, as they have done, we could see countries plunging into recession. Next expression, sounding the alarm as the disease spreads around the world. So we sound an alarm to warn people. So often we have an alarm in our houses as a burglar alarm in case somebody breaks in, or a fire alarm in case there's a fire. So it always sounds beep-a, beep-a, beep-a. So the alarm, sounding the alarm is to give a particular warning, okay? So sounding the alarm as the disease spreads around the world and rattles investors. So what does that mean, rattles? Well, when we rattle somebody, or when investors are rattled, they are nervous. They become nervous. They become unsure. They become uncertain. And then they sell their investments. So this is what happened a week or so ago when stock markets fell by as much as 13 to 15%. They were rattled. They were nervous. Next, the OECD said global GDP growth could plummet this year. So plummet, very similar to plunge. When something plummets, it falls down quite steeply. Okay, so the price of something can plummet when there's too much supply, and there's not the same demand. The prices will plummet, they will fall. So they're expecting that GDP, that's the growth in economies, will fall substantially. Okay, and this is due to the fact that the outbreak of has taken hold, so took hold. So when the outbreak took hold, it means it became quite serious, quite significant. So in the early stages, were there a few people sick here and there, but then the numbers grew and grew. So this outbreak of the virus took hold of domestic situations. Okay, so when you take hold of something, you take control. Okay, the next expression, the downturn could be the gravest threat. So downturn means when the markets and the economies drop. Okay, so this downturn could be the gravest threat. Okay, so it's a negative word, and all of these expressions that we're referring to have a negative connotation. And then they say, against a backdrop of already weak GDP growth. Well, a backdrop is what you like to have when you're taking a picture of somebody. You like to have a nice backdrop, a nice scenery behind you. Well, in this situation, when the economies are falling, the backdrop is the fact that economies in certain countries are already weak. So against this backdrop of already weak economies, we've got the virus, and this is going to cause markets to fall further. And indeed, what they say, it could mean that the economies of Japan and the Eurozone slide into recession. So slide means like when you slip on ice, you slide, you can't stop yourself, you slide into recession. Okay, so when there's ice on the street, you whoops, you slip, or your car slides, and you can't stop it. And when the economies start sliding, they're just going to gather momentum and end up in recession. And then the last word that we emphasized was that, and we thought we had heard the end of Brexit, but no, they mentioned it again here, that the UK's post-Brexit trade talks, if they don't end up being successful with the EU, this could also represent a significant downside risk, meaning further negative risk to the economies. Okay, so we have the word plunge, sounding the alarm, rattles, plummet, too cold, downturn, backdrop, slide into, and downside risk. All financial terminology, all about risk, all about negativity around the market. So let me give you one quick reading again, and you'll understand the words hopefully a little better. Okay, final reading. An escalation in the coronavirus outbreak could cut global economic growth in half and plunge several countries into recession this year, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has warned. Sounding the alarm as the disease spreads around the world and rattles investors, the OECD said global GDP growth could plummet this year to as little as 1.5%, almost half the 2.9% rate it forecast before the outbreak took hold. The downturn could be the gravest threat to the global economy since the financial crisis more than a decade ago, it warned. Against a backdrop of already weak GDP growth, the economies of Japan and the Eurozone could slide into recession this year, it added, while warning that failure in the UK's post-Brexit trade with the EU also represented a significant downside risk. And that's from The Guardian. Okay, so that's our podcast extra. Hope you've enjoyed it. Some economic and financial terms for you there. As always, if you want to contact me, you can do so. www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Thanks for listening. And of course, join me again soon.